Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the Circus de la... No.
Except from seven-year-olds, you know what you did.
Yeah. Episode 71, boys and girls.
Hey.
Why are we here? Going? We've been here forever. It doesn't end.
You asked us to be here. Like, why are you asking us?
My question is, why are you guys sticking around?
I mean, we love your face, man. I mean, have you looked in the mirror lately? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is why we stick around.
Yeah, it scares me every time.
You said I screamed. Thank yeah.
I walk in the bathroom and I'm just like, ah! Oh, wait.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, you know, it's fun. It's fun being here, you know, talking gaming with the boys, man, having some nice, healthy debates every now and then. The last episode we talked about some hot takes, which were pretty interesting. Things got a little spicy there. I enjoyed it. Quang was kind of feeling himself a little bit.
I figured, like, that's when I was like, oh, Quang's gonna be the one that's like, look, maybe I'm wrong, but this is what it is. Anyway, I'm like, I might be wrong, but I'm going to talk like I'm right anyway, and you're going to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, accurate, though. Accurate.
I stand by what I put in that document. I stand by what I said in that document. Social media has ruined video gaming, and I won't hear anything different.
I kind of agree, man. And we never truly got the chance. Well, I never truly got the chance to put my, you know, 2 cents into that bucket, but that is something I
think there was.
I'm on your side.
Oh, that it ended up being a long episode, and there was still some like topics that we didn't, touch on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which, by the way, I made the executive decision just to upload the whole goddamn thing, so that'll be up soon, and it's all
hell yeah,
1 hour and 15 minute glory. Have fun, I guess.
Nice.
I don't know.
if you like annotate the video, you know, just to like split it up into different takes, you know, maybe then people can kind of decide, you know, what they want to see.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, but that requires people to watch the video in the first place. So
I mean, I will say this: I've definitely gone to YouTube and clicked on the video, and if it didn't have annotations, I was like, I don't know, man. This is a long one. Whereas if it's a long video with it, yeah, right. Because then I can look through and figure out, all right, which segment do I really care about?
And also, if you got to stop watching partway through, you know where you left.
Yeah.
So, no, annotations are good. Annotations are good. You know what else is good? You know what else is really good, I've heard? Is the game that never fucking wants to come out.
Yeah.
I think we need to acknowledge this, that, like, I'm pretty sure we are around when it should have been releasing. Like, yes. It was around April 20th ish. I don't know the exact, but for some reason the two dates I have in my head are April 20th and May 6th. I don't know why those are the two dates in my head. I don't know if either of those are the right ones. But it was supposed to be. I mean, theoretically, it was supposed to be at the end of 25, got delayed to spring 26, and now I think November of this year it's planning to come to be a thing. For those we're talking about GTA 6, but if you've been living under a rock,
it was delayed twice. It hurt everyone. It's obviously not the first time that we've had a game release delayed in the past. I mean, I think most recently I was hurt when why is my brain not thinking of the right game? Dying Light, when Dying Light 2 got delayed, that hurt my soul because I love Dying Light 1, man. I was Huge fan of that game. So this is just another one of those things that really stings, obviously. Everyone was heard about it. But, of course, we're all hopeful, you know, that by it being delayed, game's going to come out great. The question is, are we really ready for GTA 6 when it comes out? Because everyone's hyped, obviously. Most anticipated game probably ever, up to today. Are we really ready for what they're about to bring to us?
Oh no, that's a question. Are they gonna bring it, or are they gonna flop it?
They're not gonna flop. I find it hard to believe.
It is a bit of an unfair disadvantage in that, like, I think for some people, not everyone, because some of us are normal human beings, but some of us are crazy, and our expectations are so goddamn high that, you got some people that think you could be able to customize your facial hair and stuff by actually choosing which hair follicles you want to trim and at what length, but I think there's so much hype around this game because it has been spoken about for nearly a decade at this point, right? Because I think, 2018, Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, I want to say, around that time. And ever since then, people be like, oh, this is what Red Dead Redemption 2 is, what's GTA 6 going to be? So it's nearly a decade. I'm kind of like, there are definitely going to be some people that are going to be disappointed because their expectations are set way too high. I think it's going to be a very impressive game. It's going to do some very fancy things. Quite honestly, more than anything, I'm curious what the soundtrack is going to be and what they pick. Oh. Because that's always like a fun little sort of time capsule, is the music on the radio. Is it kind of dates in it, when the game came out? But I don't know. I think there are going to be some people who's like, oh, I wanted this, that, and I wanted to be able to watch the stock market go up and down in real time. And I wanted to be able to look into every window and just watch a family. And I want that family to be properly simulated. Every NPC has a job that they go to and you can follow that. Like, that's not going to happen because it's not Bully, because Bully is the best game that Rockstar ever made. I'll keep saying it.
Bully.
But, I'm excited. I still don't know if I'm going to get the opportunity to play it because I still don't have a console. But I am excited for what it's going to bring. But I'm also a little terrified of, the effect it could have, both positively and negatively.
I mean, what is it going to do for social media? Because social media is going to blow up, obviously. Is there something, there's always the potential for something to happen in the game that someone is going to try to get on their high horse about and say, this was offensive. Can that happen? Is it possible that someone may try to cancel GTA 6 because of one of their missions or a character that you may come across? There's so much that can happen. Can you imagine being in the offices when you're trying to plan the story and you're like, oh, like, is this too controversial? Should we do this, guys? There's a ton to consider.
GTA's always been at the forefront of controversial conversation, if you think about it. I mean, look at how, black representation was in GTA 5 and sort of, highlighting, that these are some of the struggles that black people go through, especially in LA, which is can be a really fortuitous place for a lot of people, can be really rough for a lot of people. Look at GTA 4 and the comments that GTA 4 was making on the economy and what that did for immigration. GTA's always been in this position. I think, it's just a question of not is it going to get political online, but, to what extreme? Because, you're absolutely going to get people in that game that immediately go to a gay bar or whatever and just shoot it up because it's a video game. It's not real. I can do whatever I want. And
dude,
We're gonna see a lot of ugly sides of people, but we may also see a lot of really cool shit. And it'll be interesting.
No,
I was just gonna say it's gonna be a weird social setting. I mean, when it comes out. Especially, the fact of just borderline quote unquote expectations. Like, we all know people are going to take off work for this, right? Like, they're already going to be prepared. So it's like,
oh,
that's already setting a precedent. It's like, this game needs to be good enough for me to not regret taking off like a day to a week of work or whatever the fuck people are going to do.
Yeah.
So that already sets a precedent.
And you're going to have businesses go like, no, like people cannot, like this, the week of November 19th, you're going to, like, businesses are going to be savvy to it. Like, no, like, no, you can't take this day. It's going to be the sick day of the fucking universe, right? And then you're going to have that one guy who still went into work because, like, you know what? I'm going to be the good guy. I'm going to go into work. And they've got to deal with all of the complaints. They've got to deal with all the bullshit. Like, I feel worse for the people that are going into work that week than the people that aren't.
Yeah.
Because, goddamn. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as of right now, I work from home. And so, you know, I'm going to try my very best to like not look at the console sitting next to me while I'm doing work. But man, the temptation's a bitch. Let me just tell you that. Hello. Temptation is a bitch.
It might end up creating a window in the job market because they might be like, oh, you want to take this day off? Nah, you're not reliable. So, you never know. There might be a load of openings around November. Yeah. Keep your eye on Indeed.
Yeah, true, true. That's going to be the time to put in your applications. All right. November 19th, just start hunting for jobs. You're going to find one.
Why should we hire you? I did not buy GTA 6. That's why you should hire me.
Yeah.
Oh, streaming channel is gonna blow up. That's gonna be a thing too. It's like, and it's everybody's gonna be streaming it, but people are only gonna be watching like five people. Let's the be honest. People.
Yeah. It doesn't really help to try to make it big in a game like that. It's like you gotta either have a super viral moment while playing that game, like one of the big streamers decides to, you know, maybe host you, you know, that would be great. That could, something like that could definitely help out. But yeah, anyways, all right. So, oh, sorry. You were saying something?
No, I was just going to say it's just going to shift a whole dynamic. Like, especially with streaming too, it's like it's gonna be make it even more apparent like who's on top and who's just like, yeah, I want to stream, but like you can't expect to stream a big game and, you know, get viewers. Like, oh, why Shroud have 15,000 people and I have zero? Like, why not?
The one guy who decides to stream RuneScape on the day GTA 6 comes out is going to be like the number one RuneScape streamer for that entire fucking week.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's when it's time to turn on that game.
Compilation channels who are like, oh, Twitch streamers all react to this moment of the game. They are going to fucking eat good. They are they're buying all new iPhones for Christmas because you know there's going to be 50 videos coming out of the reactions of all the different like streamers react to the betrayal moment in GTA 6 chapter 7 point fucking, you know, mission 5 whatever. Like, y'all eating well.
Opus.ai is going to be real busy for those for those few weeks, those first 2 weeks there, man. Yeah, no, very true.
No public crime because they're busy committing crime in GTA. True.
And true, bro. True. And I mean, here in the Bay Area, you know, the term bipping has been is like a big thing. You know, for those who don't know what bipping is basically someone who takes one of those devices that cops use to like break your window, and they, you know, break your window, grab, and then get the fuck out. I'd be surprised if there's any bipping that week. I think if anything, we're like you said, we're gonna be bipping in game, bro. It's like straight up, that's the first thing we're gonna do.
Actually,
I guess
something we haven't thought about, and this may genuinely be good because we're in the TikTok era, right now of the internet, and we probably still will be in November. I don't see it changing in 6 months. Is there going to be like the GTA 6 challenge where people try to commit crime?
Oh, God.
Like that, oh, no.
Like, legitimately, is that going to be an issue? Like, oh, welcome to the GTA challenge. I'm going to break into my dad's car. Like, please don't do
it. There's going to be a stream that does that.
Right? It's the most rated R video game series. Like, it's especially single-player-wise, it's one of the most rated R series. It's going to have all kinds of shit, right? You're going to have slurs left, right, and center. You're going to have fucking boobies everywhere. But let's be honest, most of the people playing this are going to be fucking 15 years old.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, I want to do this. Like, come on.
Oh, damn, man. This is going to be crazy.
Because you think about it with all games, right? COD is an 18 game. Who's yelling at you down the mic over the lobby? It's a fucking 12-year-old named Jimmy. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. I'm excited for it, but I'm also terrified. I love the memes, man. I love the memes. The internet has been and always will be undefeated. So I'm very excited for my Instagram feed when this game comes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, that being said, the Take-Two Interactive, they're going to have an earnings call on May 21st. And during that earnings call, obviously, they're going to discuss Grand Theft Auto 6, you know, and that's released. So the website says November 19th is the date. You know, I guess that this earnings call on the 21st will somewhat cement that the release date is still the 19th of November. That being said, are we still concerned with the possibility of GTA 6 being another Cyberpunk 2077 on release? And when I say that, meaning game released, but holy shit, there's bugs. Graphical, visual. I mean, if anybody remembers like the policemen and their pathing in Cyberpunk 2077 on release, like it was atrocious. Is that something?
I mean, I think it's always a factor.
Do we have faith? You know what I mean?
It's okay. So
I don't remember who we're talking about, though. It's Rockstar, like CD Projekt Red. Like they weren't used to doing a big release like that, right? You got to remember, Witcher 3 did not have the pressure of Cyberpunk. Like Rockstar have done this before with Red Dead Redemption 2 and GTA 5. Like, remember how hyped GTA 5 was as a release? I think they got this. This isn't Bethesda. We're not talking about Bethesda.
The saving grace, I think, would be that they successfully delayed the game multiple times for obvious reasons. So it's like, that's already hopefully a plus going for them in terms of like, you're delaying your game so that hopefully it's perfect. So it doesn't sound like they're at the mercy of investors. So I think that's already a positive right there. But then again, when you're like, especially, I mean, there's no doubt going to be fucking some sort of, you know, actual generative AI in this game, which is still a fairly new concept. So working with that and implementing that into whatever fashion they want is already going to create doubts to, you know, like, even as far as like, again, like stupid character pathing, or is it just going to be some fucking weirdo voice line that makes absolutely zero sense kind of thing? I don't think it's going to be a Bethesda situation, but I mean, with turn down your expectations, like that's pretty much the bottom line. Like don't expect a perfect game in 2026 even from Rockstar, and you'll be absolutely fine. Like that's
you wanna tell the GTA community to turn down their expectations?
Yeah,
on a GTA release.
That's not even just the GTA community. That's literally fucking everybody, bro. It's 2026. Yeah. We're experimenting with so many things, and like, if you haven't been literally, if you've been living under a rock for the past 15 fucking years, and you haven't seen the correlation between how AAA studios have been doing and the rise of indie games, like, and your expectations are still fucking through the roof. Like, you need to get a fucking reality check. Like, it's literally that simple. Like, Rockstar GTA or not, you, like, it's 2026 and people need to fucking figure it the fuck out and stop being like, oh, yeah, which games were perfect back in, like, NES days. Like, no, they weren't even perfect back in NES days. You were just 5 years old and you didn't know what a fucking bug was. Like,
true. See, I mean, there are plenty of bugs from, like, the Mario games that people have exploited. So, right? So,
exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing with this is, and genuinely, I think this is a conversation that no one's really thought to have or isn't ready to have. GTA 6 is going to be the end of an era for video games. Like it really, look at the way gaming is going, right? I think GTA 6 is going to be a one-of-a-kind game. And I think it's going to be the end of an era for, like, that kind of, I'd argue to say, like, the last 15 years of video games, it's going to be I believe in Rockstar to do a storytelling masterpiece in the way that really only Rockstar can. And I think that it is going to mark, hey, look at what is we have been able to achieve in the time span between GTA 4 and now.
Yeah.
And I think when you've got that level of prestige coming out in a game, I think investors are going to know, just do whatever the fuck you need to do, because you're going to give us our money back. And then, you are the most uneducated, white-collar piece of shit on the planet, you know GTA 6 is going to be the biggest thing, maybe of this decade, right? It is going to be a cultural shift when GTA 6 comes out. Like, it's gonna be hitting everywhere because it is the most anticipated game, arguably, of all time. You know, like, we're talking like Halo 3 levels of anticipation. But imagine Halo 3, but gaming is mainstream and worldwide. Like, everyone's waiting for this game. People are buying consoles just to play this game.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing too. It's like, what do you mean? It's like a Call of Duty Halo release. It's worst case scenario, there are bugs fucking everywhere, and it's a cyberpunk fucking thing all over again. Like, just because it's Rockstar and GTA, there are going to be, like, minimal refunds. People are going to wait until the game is fixed. They're not refunding this fucking game. It's going to sit on their consoles until the game is playable. So, yeah, the investors are getting their fucking money back. No question.
I also feel like there is going to be a little bit of protection from that because people are just going to be excited to have it, right? Like, if you have been wanting this steak, you know, you've been wanting to get this really nice steak for months, right, and you've been saving up, and you're gonna go to the fancy fucking restaurant and get that one steak, even if it's ever so slightly off, that is gonna be offset by the chemicals in your brain going, holy shit, I finally got my steak, right? Yeah. There's gonna be so much going on in the brain of everyone, like, I am finally playing GTA 6, that I think, like, what was it, Mindsight, or whatever the fuck that game was that came out last year that was, like, a movie video game that ended up being a piece of shit. Like, unless it is that level of dog shit, I think Rockstar have been, I think they've already done the marketing. And honestly, the 10-year wait is marketing in and of itself. The game's not even out yet. And look at how much people are talking about it. Look how much people are, like, going on about it, excited for it. you know, the meme of we got this before GTA 6. There's people who don't, there are people out there that know about GTA 6 that have never touched a gaming controller in their entire life. But they already know, they've not had to spend a dollar on marketing because, like, it's the most anticipated thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a game, and I said this last year, I said, it is too big to fail. It's too big to fail. I don't think it can. I'd almost be impressed if it did.
That's the thing, is, like, it's not going to fail in the sense of what, like, would be considered quote-unquote general failure. It's going to be the new norm, right? It's going to be the new precedent. So if it does quote-unquote fail, right, worst case scenario, like, that's going to be the floor. That's going to be the bare minimum, right, going forward. And that's still going to be better than a lot of dog shit that's been coming out for the last 15 years. Let's be completely honest.
I was going to say, you can't, indeed. I feel like you can't use GTA as a baseline for video games.
Yeah.
I think if you, like, anyone who does that, like there's no
happen.
Way.
It's going to happen.
I feel like it can't. Because, no, like,
It shouldn't, but it's going to happen. And people are going to be like, oh, like, everything that comes out for the next 3 to 5 years, they're going to be like, ah, this isn't GTA 6. This isn't GTA 6. This is, like, everybody's just going to be throwing shit out the window because it's not fucking GTA 6. Like, it's...
I feel like people like that are crazy because, you know, not every movie can be Pulp Fiction. Not every movie is going to be Pulp Fiction, right? Pulp Fiction is, like, a one of one. You know, even Tarantino himself is like, I can't make that again. Like, it wouldn't work. Like, GTA 6 is going to be the kind of thing. And I feel like in the same vein as something like Clair Obscur, the same vein as something what was that fucking game called? I've lost it now. I'd argue something like Titanfall. Like, where it's like, you know, a game like Bully, where, you know, I'm going to clamor for a Bully sequel until the day I die, but Bully's a one of one. Clair Obscur is a one of one. People aren't going to like hearing it, but Baldur's Gate 3 is a one of one.
I mean, like, that's the thing. Those games, like, literally all those games that you named have been the floor since they came out. Baldur's Gate is now the precedent. Titanfall has always been the precedent. Everybody, ever since Apex came out, everybody's like, this ain't Titanfall. Like,
but the thing you gotta remember is not everyone's got Rockstar money.
Yeah,
because exactly. Rockstar have got billions of dollars. Billions. Look how much money GTA 5 has made over the last 10 years. They've got insane fuck you money, right?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. GTA 6 will be game of the year as long as it doesn't have the fucking oppressor in it. Fuck that piece of shit. fuck the oppressor. But, like, you know, we can't expect every movie to be Avatar because no one has got James Cameron money. No one has got Rockstar money. So, like, are we not just setting ourselves up for disappointment? And can we not appreciate this is a one of one? I'm just going to enjoy it. It's never going to happen again. I you know, at least
get what
not
you're saying.
In the next 10 years.
I get what you're saying, and I completely agree with you. But have you seen gamers for the last 15 years?
People say some really ignorant things online, man. And these days, I don't know if it's just rage bait or if you're actually dumb enough to believe the words coming out of your mouth. You know, some of those things that I hear people say. So that's why I understand where J-Doc's coming from. But I'm also glad that we are smart enough to know better.
you gotta remember
to fall in those pits.
Half the people online just say it to be like they just speak to be controversial. They just speak to be the other opinion because they're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Well, you also gotta think, like, most of these people are like 9-to-5 dads or like people who don't have jobs who've only played like one or two, maybe three major titles in their entire life. Whereas literally this whole cast right here has played multiple genres of different games, like, for a fact. So it's like, those people only know those 3 to 4 games. We know 10 to 15 genres, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why you can't take anything serious that you hear online. You just gotta see it and just, all right, whatever. Just,
yeah.
If that's what you want to think, then go ahead and think it, I guess.
Well, I mean, that just goes back to CJ's hot take last week of fucking
social media
content creation. Yeah. Social media just fucking like ruining the experience. It's like
it fucked up Call of Duty for people like me. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be scump now. Like, brother, you're not. Stop. Yeah. Like, why are you sliding?
Yeah, I'm the next round, bro. I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for when this game comes out and you're gonna get those fucking AI voiced TikTok accounts going, here's how you can get the best gun in GTA 6. Here's how you can get the best car in GTA 6. Like, it's fucking... Did you know that this very obvious fact is true? Yeah, I fucking did. Alan 5200. Yeah, I knew that water's wet. And yeah, water is wet. I'll fucking die on that hill too. Water is wet.
Yeah, but that's gonna be a thing.
Like, remember back in the day, you'd get a fucking PC, you get a PC Gamer magazine that had a little like snippet of what the game is, and that's the only like quote unquote review that you had of a new game coming out. That's fine right there. And now we just got a whole bunch of fucking slew of fucking dog shit content out of everybody's shit ass opinions. And then you got, again, you got people like, oh, well, he said that game is shit. I'm not even gonna try it. Like,
Yeah.
Well, when you think about the games of the past, the GTs of the past that we played, and we're thinking about, GTA 6 now, right? What are some of the things that from the previous games that you hope to see expanded on in GTA 6? I'll start, if you don't mind. Just give you an example.
Go for it.
You mentioned this earlier, CJ, the stock market. I want to see how they expand on more than just the stock market, but the internet. Like, how does the internet work in GTA 6? In GTA 5, you would have to go to a building to use a computer and get on the internet and do whatever. Like, are you going to just have laptops at home? Are you going to have something in your car? Obviously, you're going to have your phone, which you were able to do that from your phone in GTA 5 as well. But what's the internet going to feel like? Are you making social media posts? Like, what?
I guarantee you it's going to have its own fucking content cycle. It's going
to... Are you going to have passive income from social media as well because of that?
Oh, brother, I want to be a video game influencer in a video game.
In a video game. I mean...
I want to do
It's going to be like
Five Nights at Freddy's 3 a.m. challenge in GTA 6 in real life in GTA 6.
No, it's going to be like you're going to be able to fucking automate a fucking drone while you're committing crime or some fucking shit, right? And then post that. And then you got like a little fucking pop meter, like investigation status.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
God.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything that you guys thought about as well? Maybe obviously there are tons of things from the other games that we appreciate, but maybe even Red Dead Redemption, something from that game that you might want to see.
I miss stuff that like from San Andreas and 4, where like there were a lot more places that you could just go into. Because I feel like GTA 5 didn't actually have a lot of places that you could just go into. Like, you had a lot of places to go, but there wasn't a lot to actually do there. So I'd love to be able to, like, we're not going to have internet cafes like we did in GTA 4. But, stuff like that where you can just walk into a place and just go on a computer and, access the internet that way. You can do stuff like that. right? I want the world building of GTA 5, but I would like to also be able to find stuff when I'm exploring all these little alleyways that you've spent literally months painstakingly designing. I want to be able to, you know, I'm not saying every window, every door, but like, you know, have places where you can peek in and break into someone's house like you could in San Andreas. You know, you'd have the house robbery stuff that you could do. Be able to go into the fast food joints like you could in GTA 4. Like, GTA 5, like, it had the, like, the 24/7 stores and stuff like that. But they're really the only example of stuff I can think of that you could just, like, actually go into the building and have a look around. So I'd love more of that. Yeah. I'd love more depth to the water, you know? I want it to be not necessarily as wide as the ocean, but as deep as a puddle. I want to find stuff. I like a good collectible. I don't have to go to fucking GTA Online to get my fucking collectibles.
Well, that's that's the thing, I think, why everybody's so excited and, well, at least, like, people like us who have brains are excited, because the sky's the limit, especially nowadays with AI and how it works. Like, the sky is the limit. They could come out with so much shit in this game and just kind of just completely just blow everything out of the water. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's the question of how much can they put in without overdoing it, in a sense. And, I don't know. I can think of positives and negatives for this, but I wouldn't mind bringing back stat progressions as far as, like, just like micromanaging your character, like fucking working out, fucking shit like that. Like, that was
cool.
It was, I could see why they, like, didn't focus on it in 5, just because of the whole kind of, again, the micromanaging aspect of shit like that. But I mean, I'm a stat guy. I'm an RPG guy at heart. So you give me fucking numbers that go up and down, like, I'm there.
No, that's true. The RPG elements from GTA San Andreas were really cool. And it was funny, you could be muscular one day but fat the next if you don't take care of yourself. Yeah. So no, I definitely appreciate that. I also thought about, CJ, what you mentioned is the, you know, interacting with NPCs, right? Mm. Because I mean, Red Dead Redemption 2 interactions, like, the best I've ever seen in a video game. I mean, there are moments where you can just be walking past someone, like, not even trying to talk to them, and they'll say one thing to you and you say one thing back, and then you just turn and just have a conversation for like a minute, and you're sitting there like, is this going to lead anywhere? And it leads absolutely nowhere. You know, that person walks away and you go, you mind your business, and you're like, oh, all right, just had a random interaction with someone. And then the next interaction can end up with you fist fighting someone. It's like that something like that. You know, there's no way that they don't bring that into GTA 6. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it would just be really cool just to see how you just naturally interact with people. If there's a building that you can randomly walk into, what do the conversations change? You know, if you walk into a convenience store versus a clothing store, like, how do those interactions look, right? I mean, if anyone cares about the minor details, it's Rockstar. So that's going to be real fun to pay attention to.
I think that's where one of my quote-unquote expectations would lie, especially since it's Rockstar in 2026, is every NPC interaction has to feel alive. Every minute thing that you do in this game has to feel alive. Like, it can't feel fucking block-coded. It has to feel like it flows in the world. Otherwise, it's just not going to have that natural feel.
I think the one thing you got to be careful of with stuff like that is the scale between GTA 6 and Red Dead Redemption 2 are going to be very different. In the sense, like, Red Dead Redemption 2, when I talk about scale, it's like population. Like, the population of Red Dead Redemption 2 is not that big when you actually think about it, because it, you know, it was the frontiers. Whereas with GTA, that's like looking at the map of GTA 6, assuming the map that was leaked is the legitimate map that it's going to be, which I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's like there's three different cities. And this is ignoring like small towns, small Palito Bay like towns that might be. There are three major cities on this map. So think about the amount of NPCs, the amount of cars, the amount of people that are going to have to be around. Like,
well,
interacting with every single one of those NPCs is going to, like, the amount of dialogue they'd have to record to make each one of them, at least you wouldn't notice the repetition for a good few hours. Like, that's a lot of people.
Well, that's the thing. They're probably not voice recording a lot of the, like, NPC nonsense. There's literally no doubt that they're using AI for that at this point. But it also it comes down to, like, the question of, like, if I kill fucking Jimmy across the street randomly with a fucking, you know, shotgun, am I going to have his fucking two cousins come from two towns over, try to fucking find me and hunt me down? Like, is that going to be a thing?
I don't imagine you'd get that level. Like, I'm not sure if we're going to get the Nemesis system in GTA 6.
I don't know, man.
As cool as that would be, I don't know if that's quite where we're at. Although that has recently, the patent for that has run out. So now that's available again. That was some news that happened over the last few months. The Nemesis system patent is available now. After, I think it was like after Netflix got Warner Brothers or something, you know, something happened with WB, where that the Nemesis system is now available again to be copied. So maybe.
Is this why GTA 6 got released? Find out next time.
That would be
wild. Fucking, that would be a play and a half. Let's fucking delay this a little longer just so we can implement the Nemesis system. Fucking.
I mean, if they did do that, at that point I would consider buying a console because I miss the Nemesis system.
That would be a fucking play. Well, I mean, that's the thing. They don't even need to, like, do a full Nemesis system. It's just like, it's just like the general, like, again, make the world feel alive. You kill fucking Jimmy, there's a fucking police report, his family finds out, and fucking, you know, they're fucking badasses and they try to hunt you down. Like, I feel like you could do a lot of that with AI nowadays.
I guess we'll see. Like, okay. Obviously, and this is the trap that everyone falls into, is they could do this, but we don't know the full scope of what, because I think that's the thing, is like we don't really know the theme of GTA 6 and what it's actually going to be narratively. Like, you know, we know that it's a guy and it's a it's a pair of people, they're in a partnership. I think one of them's just been released from jail, or one of them used to be a police informant or something. So that is
the military.
Yeah, so like, because I feel like that often feeds into the game, right? Like with GTA 5, the theme was we're going to do a lot of heists. It's all about heists. And so a lot of the game was built around that. Like a lot of the random interactions you'd have in the world, you could then add those people you're interacting with to your heist crew. So I think we need to kind of find out a bit more about what the theme and the general vibe of the game is going to be, and then we're going to be able to speculate more accurately on, like, okay, what can we actually expect? Because GTA was all about making money. So they have the stock market, you can have the businesses that you can buy out and you can run and shit like that, which was really fucking cool. I think that's kind of, that's what I would be waiting on, is like, okay, what is this game actually about?
So if you go to their website, they actually have a list of, I want to say it's about six different in-game characters that are going to be, I guess, kind of the main focus for the story. And those six characters have their own regions within the map that they, you know, that they resonate in. And they give you like a little background on who they are, what they're about, the kind of shit, the kind of shit that they get into. So they're slowly but surely giving some bits and pieces. I mean, I definitely get GTA 5 vibes when it comes to what the main characters are going to be doing. You know, the two lovebirds, they're definitely going to be shooting shit up, robbing shit, you know, just trying to get into whatever they can in order to, I don't know, survive, make some money, right? It'll be cool if the game lets you decide who you want to get into bed with. You know, do you want to do crime with this guy from this region, or do you want to work with these people? But if you work with these people and they're beefing with that guy, it can create kind of a friction and thus kind of alter your story based on your decisions, right? Stuff like that would be really cool to see. Because there's no way you're going to be able to interact with all six of these characters and no one's going to want to bump heads. Someone's going to be like, well, why are you working with this guy? We don't like him. You know, he did this and that last year or whatever. So, again, it's all speculation. But based on the information that I've seen, I think it could be very interesting how that story unfolds for you.
I mean, that just goes back to, like, at the end of the day, just your only expectation is for them to be better than GTA 5. Like, that should be that should just be it. Like, if you expect any more, you're probably going to be disappointed. Just expect it to be a better game than GTA 5. Whatever that is in your mind, just like better, you know, gameplay wise, just a better version of GTA 5 with no additions, and you'll go into GTA 6 not fucking cranking your fucking peen to something that's not there.
Nice. Okay. So at this point, I see, we're sitting at the 50 point here. I want to pull up something that I have. It's like a GTA trivia / discussion section for us. So start, you know, so these first few are going to be some trivia. It's pretty simple, just to see if you guys kind of remember, the games that we've played. So question number one: who was the voice actor for Tommy Vercetti in GTA Vice City? Does anybody remember?
Fuck, I haven't played that game in fucking years.
No, I don't know this one.
Does anybody remember? I'll give you a hint. He was a character in Goodfellas.
Okay, right. So now this is a different thing. Now I go,
I feel like I have a face, but I don't have a name.
I'm not just thinking of the Goodfellas cast. It was...
He was the main character in Goodfellas.
Leota. Something
Ray Liotta. Hey! Correct.
I don't know, because I was like, it wasn't Robert De Niro, was it? I lose my mind if it was Robert De Niro. Imagine.
Yes, it was Ray Liotta indeed. Okay, question number two. In GTA San Andreas, what does CJ stand for? It seems like a simple one.
Cool.
But you don't really always think about it, right? Cool guy with the J word.
Oh my god. Anybody? I feel like I should know this. I didn't play a lot of San Andreas, unfortunately.
Yeah, San Andreas is like, I played some Vice City, and then I played a lot of 4 and a lot of 5. San Andreas is like the one that slipped me by for the most part.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, his name is Carl Johnson.
I don't know why I had Carl in my head.
I was literally going to say Chris Johnson.
Yeah, I mean,
if I had to guess, I would have said like Carl Jones or something. I'm like, wait, is that a singer? It's Tom
Jones. Nah, I was literally going to say Chris. Tom Jones. It's got to be Chris something.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys may not know this one, but I'm going to say it anyways. How many different girlfriends can CJ have in GTA San Andreas?
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure. I didn't, correct me if I'm wrong.
I didn't get that far.
Pretty sure this is the only game where you could have multiple hoes. I don't know if you could in other games.
I mean, GTA 5, you could like get the different strippers from the club.
Oh, okay.
But I know you could.
So the girlfriends in GTA San Andreas, not only were they constant contacts, but they would give you buffs if you banged them enough. And like got your, I guess, your reputation with them to 100%, they would give you things like cars, weapons. You know, like there was one girl who, if you got arrested by the cops, you would get out of jail and you still have your guns and your weapons on you, like little buffs like that.
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
But yeah, no, it's six. It's six.
I was gonna say seven. God.
Yeah. You're gonna have six different girlfriends, and they're all from different parts of the on the map. I need to go back and play GTA San Andreas so I can actually meet all six, because I think I only had two when I played it as a kid.
I need to meet some. I need to meet these ladies.
Could you imagine, like, you know, GTA 6 comes out and you can have multiple girlfriends? It'd be like, he's a cheater. Like, it would just be so much.
I want to get canceled on GTA Twitter. Let's go. I want to get canceled on Bernie. There's going to be like a whole Google Doc about me. Someone's going to leak the Discord DMs. It's going to be great. Hell yeah, bro. I'm going to be GTA 6's first version of Sykuno. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
It says your girlfriend one of their girls became the bad guy in GTA 3. No way.
I want it.
Oh, really? That's actually pretty sick.
I want it on record. I always thought Sykuno was weird. I couldn't have told you what it was, but I felt off about him. I'm glad to know I was right.
Well, you said Sykuno?
Yeah. Now, did you not hear? Like, he got caught cheating.
Wait, who's this?
Sykuno, he was like one of the big Among Us streamers way back when. Like one of the offline TV people. He got busted for cheating. He got busted cheating with multiple fans when he's had a girlfriend for 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
That's wild.
I was not aware of that. Damn. I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
He did CJ for Quad the game for GG.
I got another question here, last question, and then we're going to move on to more of the discussion questions. Last question is, why does Michael beat up Laszlo Jones in GTA 5?
Because he's fucking his daughter on a talent show.
Exploiting your daughter, having her twerking on TV, shaking that thing. Yeah, I really enjoyed beating him up. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Okay, here we go. Questions. Which clothing store are you going to first in GTA 5? Binko, Suburban, or Ponsonby's?
Oh, Suburban. Absolutely Suburban.
Suburban.
I can agree with that.
Suburban. I've always been torn between Suburban and Ponsonby's.
See, Ponsonby's for me is like, that's the kind of shop you go into once every now and again, like you go into the red carpet. But like, for your go-to shop, Suburban, like, it's gonna have smart casual, it's gonna have comfy, it's gonna, you know, that's the kind of shop that's gonna be reliable and varied.
Binko
Binko is like, I need a t-shirt for paintball. I'll pick one up from Binko on my way there. Like, but yeah, Suburban, nice. Always. Okay. It's also like, you know, quite nice and stylish. Yeah, I like the kind of the streetwear vibe. It feels like the GTA version is super dry.
Yeah. Okay. J-Dog's also, you're also going suburban?
Oh, 100%. It's just like casual. Like you need a fucking place to change your clothes and you want casual shit. Fucking.
Yeah.
Like
all of Riley's military gear came from suburban. Fun facts. That's where he was keeping it. That's the real question. Will Riley be resurrected in GTA 6 story mode?
Oh god! Did he actually die
for the role?
I wasn't meant to tell you guys, but I've done a little bit of voice acting with a little company called Rockstar Games. we're bringing Agnes back, baby.
Oh god.
Okay. New question here. Which protagonist would you want to be more in real life? CJ from San Andreas, Tommy from Vice City, or Franklin from GTA 5? And you know, you guys said you didn't play San Andreas that much. J-Dog, yeah. Did you play GTA 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of CJ, Nico Bellic. Nico Bellic, Tommy Vercetti, or Franklin?
I'd probably have to go with
Tommy. Whose life would you want to live more? You want to be Scarface, huh?
I'd probably have to go with Tommy, dude.
You want to be Scarface?
I think Nico, because, like, you know, think like immigrant going to a new country, starting over. Like, I like that idea. Although I would like to live the life as Franklin in order to do it right and just fucking like stop being a little wet piece of tissue paper that just does what everyone tells him when he gets fucked over. Like,
yeah, Franklin was getting hoed early on in that story.
But to be fair, he does eventually end up with Tanisha. That was confirmed in GTA Online. They do end up back together.
Okay. You gotta get back.
Yeah, keep going. Because that was my biggest thing. And like, it was like, brother, stop going on about fucking Tanisha. Just let it go. Just let it fucking go. She doesn't love you, dude. Like, it's over. Oh my god, Franklin's a fucking nice guy.
Nice. Okay. I mean, this is a tough one for me. I think I'm leaning towards Tommy as well, because just go out and, you know, blazing glory. I mean, Tommy was a badass from the start of it. And I guess it would have been kind of cool to see what led him to getting into that life, you know, maybe if they want to go down that road. But pretty much from the start of the game, he's like, listen, bro, the world, Chico, and everything in it, you know, that's kind of how he was from the start. Nico was interesting because, like you said, Nico didn't really want any smoke, man. He was just trying to like move somewhere new, live a chill life, you know, like we don't have to do all this extra stuff. And then stuff just kept happening. And he was like, oh God, here we go again. You know, definitely had an interesting setup as well. All right. This one might get a little more controversial. Ooh, which game had the best soundtrack? GTA Vice City, San Andreas, or 5? Which game had the best soundtrack?
I think Vice City takes this one, you know.
Vice City might take it, man.
I think Vice City takes it.
Vice City was cold.
I mean,
I still think about going into the club and like seeing everyone doing like the freaking dance, you know, all the time. And I just pull my RBG like, yeah, the show's over. But like, it was lit though. It was lit.
I think GTA 4 has the best theme song of any GTA game.
Dude, I ran though from Vice City. Like, that was Flock of Seagulls. That commercial. Let's talk about the GTA Vice City commercial back in the day when it was coming out. That shit was a movie, bro. Like, I was I was glued to my screen when that Vice City commercial came on TV. It just they did that shit right. that flock of seagulls, man. That really had me hyped. That really had me hyped. I can't lie.
Definitely
Vice City. Yeah,
100%.
Every game has a phenomenal soundtrack, right? And you know, I love old school hip hop. I love '90s rap. So I was a big fan of San Andreas's soundtrack as well. But Vice City also put me on to new music that I listened to forever because of it. So props to Vice City. All right, last question. We're done here. Was Michael from GTA 5 justified in his actions by faking his death?
Oh, wait.
At the beginning, we're talking about the beginning of the story, by the way. Was he justified in his actions?
I feel like, like, you've got a family. You've got, like, and you get an opportunity to get, because, like, him and his family and his crew, they're getting hunted down by federal agents, you know, all that. So, like, you get an opportunity to get out of that shit and start a new life, and, you know, you're in witness protection, so your house is sorted. Like, you don't need to fucking pay for shit. You just need to live your fucking life and not be a dumb fuck. Which he fails at literally 10 minutes into the game. But, you know, it's like, I feel like, what, like, he made the right choice. He just wasn't the greatest person in general.
Yeah, I think, overall, it was a good justification. But, yeah, not.
Yeah.
Basically what CJ just said.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely the right decision to make. It just sucks that he was a fucking washed-up drunkard who wanted to relive the fucking glory days. We just like, hey, I'm living in Los Santos, right? I can start anew. I've got my wife. I got my two kids. And if he actually made a fucking effort with his family, none of that shit in GTA 5 would have actually happened. Like, if he just made the fucking effort to be a fucking dad, we'd all...
His mic just cuts out.
Yeah, that's... But if he had just been a fucking good father, he wouldn't have pulled down the house, which means he wouldn't have had to rob the fucking jewelry store, which means Trevor wouldn't have shown up, which means no one would have fucking found out about Brad. We would have all been fine if he had just done his fucking job, been a good dad.
That's fair. I mean, that's what caused him to run into Trevor in the end, is the actions, the irresponsible actions, not just, you know, living, right? It was that ripple effect. Yeah, that's a good point. I probably would have done the same thing if I was in his shoes. I definitely would have faked my death. I listen, y'all are crazy. I after this job, I'm out. Like, fuck y'all. This is too much, you know. I can't blame him. But, you know, I'm sure that someone who lives that life would probably say, you know, blood in, blood out. So he's not justified. You know, he deserved to die. Duh, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of my family, goddammit.
Yeah, John Marston, he was a good dad. Oh, my God.
Yeah, John Marston was a great dad. He cared.
Too soon?
That's he cared. You know, he cared. You know. Sign of the times too.
Fuck.
Well, I do appreciate you guys taking this quiz with me, having these discussions. Surely, I'm sure we're all obviously really excited for GTA 6. Like, we can't put it into words. It's been over almost a year since we got a trailer for GTA 6. The last one was on May 6th of last year. So hopefully we get another trailer soon. But until then, I'm just going to we're just gonna keep on waiting, I guess. It's crazy to think it's almost been a year since the trailer number two. It felt like that was, you know, maybe a few months ago, but
fingers crossed.
It's been some time. So we got the call. Remember, you know, earnings call May 21st. Be ready. Hopefully we hear good news. Hopefully we get another trailer at that time. And we can be excited for what's to come.
What's up, team? This is just to announce that we now have the patent for the Nemesis system.
Oh, yeah. And Lego Batman next month. There we go. Mute. Yep. Lego Batman next month.
Oh, hell yeah. Actually, no. You know, genuinely. You know, oh, yeah. Fuck GTA 6. I'm going to be Batman.
Oh, you know what I just heard, too? Is Ubisoft is redoing Black Flag. And Model just told me that they might be doing a Batman combat system.
Ooh. Oh, in Black Flag, huh? I mean, they kind of already have what feels like a Batman combat system. So I guess they mean they're just going to be cleaning it up, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, to an extent.
I'm very excited for Black Flag Resynced.
Yeah, dude, Black Flag was so sick.
Oh. Oh, and I've seen some of the trailers and stuff. Oh, it looks nice. Oh, it looks so nice. It looks so lovely. The fucking sun. The sun. I can feel that Caribbean warmth, dude.
Yeah. No, that should be a fun one. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention is one of these days, CJ, I'm right here with you, man. Get us a Bully 2. Or at least get us a Bully Remastered. Get us a Bully Remastered to start.
I'd be so happy with a Bully Remastered.
Imagine a Bully 2, man.
Bully with modern graphics. You can see all the little pimples on those fucking nerds.
Dude. Oh, that game was so good, man. God, that game was so good.
That's the real question. Will GTA 6 hold a torch to Bully? That's the real question, motherfucker. Will I be able to knock Koozie behind the bleachers of GTA 6? I don't think so.
Word. Hell yeah. Good stuff.
Anyways, thank you all for joining episode 71. We got XP Share episode 71 before GTA 6. Let's put that note that down.
That's insane. Oh, dude.
Yeah. Love y'all. Thanks for chilling. Until next time.
See you next time, nerd.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.